So basically, what I want to do is to just talk through each track on the album.
Okie doke. So talking through the track, sorry, talking through tracks on the album, yes. So track five, audience development. A nice simple story for this one. I was teaching at the time. I had a job at a school at the time. I had a hell of a day. I was really, really drained. And I had one more lesson with a student. With a student I liked at the end of the day, teaching some keyboard, teaching the piano. And just before the student came in, I just had this idea on the keyboard, like a compositional idea on the keyboard right in that moment. And it captured the mood of the day, like that feeling of being ground down. And the student came in, and I gave him my phone, just like, please just press record now, 60 seconds. And I recorded the track, and that was it. And then that it was years later that it was it was years before the album was out. But I knew it was one of those moments where it really that was something really was captured on that day, that I felt that was represented something really important. And I'm really, really pleased that I've managed to capture it.
And tell me about the title.
As a composer, as composers, people, I think it's quite common that you have to fill out applications for things. And on this particular application for, again, organization that will remain nameless, they said that one of the questions was, how is your piece going to develop the audience, or how is this project going to develop the audience? And it just felt a bit absurd to me. It's like the last thing you want to be thinking about if you're writing music is how my piece develops the audience. It just seems there's something absurd about it. I can't even quite put my finger on what exactly seems absurd about it, but it seemed absurd to me, and it seemed like a very application-y, bureaucratic-y question sort of thing, and it really wound me up, and so that's why it's on the album.